here's a story from The World.
He's performed with Bono and worked with Ed Sheeran, but Taras Topolia, the frontman for the Ukrainian band Antitila, is also a soldier. So are his bandmates. Still, they continue to play and produce music, something that Topolia has been doing since he was a kid.
I was born in Kyiv, and all my childhood was compared like with music, because when I was 6 years old, my mother took me to the musical school and I started playing violin.
Taras Topolia recently sat down with The World's Daniel Hoffman in Ukraine's capital to talk about his life and his music.
When I was 11 or 12 years old, I started to dream about to create the musical band and to play rock music. If we're talking about like really deep inspiration, the U2 gave me this. My favorite album is Joshua Tree. This album was created in 1987, the year when I was born. I loved it so much. It was like a beacon for me. We run like a river runs to the sea. So that's what I and Titila are doing. We just run forward to the open sea and trying to do our best. Before 2014, it was used in Ukraine that to be famous, to achieve the success, you should like be validated in Russia, in Moscow. It is very sad situation, but it was. So also before the Revolution of Dignity started, we played in Russia, in Moscow and St. Petersburg clubs. And when the Crimea annexation happened and the war on the Donbas started, it was 2014. We decided to close everything that somehow connect with Russia and say them that we will come to Russia if the Kremlin regime will fall. Of course, we were continuing doing our music. We created a song like it names in the books, Ukrainian в книжках. Зупинись. It's about kids that will never see and hug their daddies because they killed in the war. And this song is very heartbreaking and painful for me to sing on the concert, so we sing it not so often. Volodymyr Zelensky, before he was elected by Ukrainian nation as a president, he was a huge star, and his team proposed to us to create the soundtrack for this movie. Of course, we said yes, and it was a big pleasure for us to work with them. And after we created the music for this video, we proposed to them to create a musical video. And invited him to take a part in this musical video. Vladimir said yes, and now you can see on the YouTube this musical video with me, Antitila Band, and Vladimir Zelensky in main roles. On February 24th, we were here in our flat, and I woke up because of explosions. And I woke up to my wife and said, "Sweetie, the war started." We woke up to our kids and said to them that we are planning to go to the skiing. The siren was very loud, and our kids scared about this. We tried to hush them, and maybe after 1 hour we were in car and moving to my father. I asked him to deliver my wife with my kids to Western Ukraine and personally kissed my wife, my kids, and went back to our territorial defense forces and started to serve. I didn't see my kids for 6 months from that time. Our battalion was serving in Kyiv, and we took a part in the battles of Bucha, Irpin. One of our friends were killed. A lot of our friends were wounded by Russian fire. So it was like a nightmare, but we understood that it is war. In the war, people dies. So we adapt for this. And when we found out that Ed Sheeran planning to take a part in charity event in Birmingham, we decided to record this applied to him. It was like emotional, fast decision.
Hello, Ed. Greetings from Kyiv. We are Ukrainian musicians of the Ukrainian band Antityla, one of the most popular Ukrainian bands with a lot of fans in Ukraine and all over the world.
And this video got viral. After maybe 2 or 3 weeks, a Chiran team got back to us and proposed to us to take a part in his song Two Step. It was big pleasure for us, and of course we said yes. Yeah, of course the situation, it goes through my heart and through my brain, and of course it hurts everything, everything hurts me. But what I want to do, I want to create something full of light, something full of happiness, because I believe that Ukraine will get this victory and we will need a new kind of songs. Not to cry, but to celebrate. And I want to create the song like this. Even if I don't feel this, I will try to do this. Mm-hmm.